This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Iranian-linked media outlets have claimed that missiles were fired toward the vicinity of Israel's Dimona and Negev nuclear research center. The reports say the attacks were in response to earlier U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran's nuclear sites in Bushehr and Natanz. Israeli officials have not confirmed any major damage at nuclear-related sites, though authorities have reported extensive air defense activity. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has said that it is aware of the reports of an incident in the city of Dimona in Israel involving a missile impact and has not received any indication of damage to the nuclear research center in Negev. The IAEA added that information from regional states indicates that no abnormal radiation levels have been detected. In the UAE, authorities in Ras Al Khaimah have confirmed that air defenses successfully intercepted the incoming threats. In a statement, officials said the sounds heard in some areas of the emirate are the result of successful aerial interceptions. Saudi Arabia has notified the military attaché at the Iran's embassy and the three members of the mission staff to leave the kingdom within 24 hours. Saudi Arabia has also condemned the Iranian aggressions against the kingdom, the Gulf Cooperation Council GCC states, and a number of Arab and Islamic countries. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to hit and obliterate Iran's power plants if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours. Trump issued the ultimatum on Truth Social this morning, giving Iran exactly 48 hours to open the vital waterway or face a new round of attacks. He stated that the United States would target various Iranian power plants, starting with the biggest one first. In another post, Trump said that Iran wants to make a deal, but he does not, arguing that he already achieved his objectives weeks ahead of schedule. The government has modified the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme, MCGS, to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSME manufacturers and exporters, in line with Budget 2025-26. The scheme provides 60% guarantee coverage by National Credit Guarantee Trustee Company Limited, NCGTC, to member lending institutions for credit facility up to 100 crore rupees sanctioned to eligible MSMEs under MCGS MSME for purchase of equipment and machinery. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that modifications expand coverage, reduce compliance burden, and provide targeted incentives for exporter MSMEs. Under the revised norms, the 5% upfront contribution has been made refundable, with 1% returned each year from the fourth year onwards, subject to satisfactory loan performance. The government has approved another 20% allocation of commercial LPG to states, which would take overall allocation to 50%, including 10% allocation based on ease of doing reforms for PNG expansion. This additional percentage of allocation shall be given on priority to sectors like restaurants, dhabas, hotels, industrial canteens, dairy, subsidized canteens, and others run by state or local bodies. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said modern warfare now goes beyond borders, with national security covering economic, digital, energy and food sectors. Addressing an event yesterday, Mr. Singh stressed the need for a strong military backed by alert and prepared citizens, noting that conflicts today also involve cyber, space and information warfare.
In today's warfare, countries are weakened through economic warfare. Through cyber warfare, entire systems can be affected. In the space domain as well, competition and security have become major issues. Most importantly, today is the era of information warfare, where controlling the narrative has become an important part of warfare.
Warfare ka important part ban chuka.
And finally, in sports, in squash, India's Veer Chotrani defeated Malaysia's Sanjay Jiwa 3-1 to book his place in the men's singles final of Indian Open in Mumbai. With this, Veer Chotrani will face Abhay Singh in an all-India final clash today. Earlier, Abhay Singh stormed into the final, beating Malaysia's Amishen Raj Chandran 3-1 in the semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.